And welcome back to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and we'll hear for the next hour again with Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And I have with me now the Healesville U3O. We've got George Doig and Doug Fudge. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Nice to be here.
Great to have you back again. And U3O, Christmas is long forgotten now, and it's all back in swing. So you're going to give us a bit of a rundown on particularly a couple of new programs you've got, and what's going on at Healesville U3A, please.
Okay, well, just firstly, for those who are not familiar with U3A, basically, its mantra is to provide lifelong learning to people in the age of retirement age, etc. It's a rather large organisation, as it already is. There's 107 different branches of U3A in Victoria, a total of 39,000 individuals or members. We actually have about 240 in our Healesville branch, which is continues to grow year from year. I think it sort of says a lot of people got a wrong idea of what it is. They tend to think it's sort of like school again
and exams at the end of the year.
Exactly,
don't they?
And I said really, it's more of an activity and courses, not well, courses is probably also the wrong word. It's more of activities, and I sort of see it as more of a fellowship group. It's probably a word that U3A doesn't use in its slogans, etc. But it's more companionship for people who have reached their retirement age. They're looking for something to do. They don't want to sit at home by themselves all day. And so we provide lots of venues for them and activities.
And I've said this many a time, that one of, and I've read some reports on this, that one of the biggest problems in the coming years is going to be social isolation, where people stop working, both male and female, perhaps for some reason just hang around home, and it's not only going to affect their health, but it's going to affect their mental health as well.
That's exactly the case. In fact, so we try to break it into different sort of activities. We have sort of academic activities, that's not going back to school again, as you said. We have arts and culture, fitness and exercise, and recreational activities. I guess when I sat down when I got in my older age and watched television, I'd watch documentaries and so forth, and I'd watch travel shows, and I'd go, why didn't I listen more when I was at school? Because now I'm actually enjoying it. And what we can do with U3A is give people that chance to say, okay, I'll make up for what I didn't listen to in school and see what I can learn. So as we said, it's not exams. It's more of just absorption of people, and they're all volunteers who become who run their lessons, etc. And they just, the whole idea is for people to enjoy themselves, to learn. We do have a lot of activities and a lot of new courses for the year. If you'd like me to go, just run through a few of them.
Just quickly, and we certainly will do that, but one of the things too that, and I know people from the Healesville U3A have said this to me on a number of occasions, not only do you have the activity that you go to, and you can go to quite a number of them a week or one a week or whatever you want to go to, but it's bigger than that, because it's when you go down the street to shop, on the days that you're not involved, you often run into people that are members, don't you? And people tell me stories of going down the street for half an hour and I get home 2.5 hours later. And that's part of this not being isolated, isn't it?
Oh, it's true. That's exactly what it is. And then we do have a lot of people that come from Launching Place. There's a few little ladies there that catch the bus whenever they want to come to their dancing lesson or whatever. So it really is that fellowship exercise which I push. Yep. In terms of some of the new courses, we have courses such as Ancestry in Your Family Tree. What it is getting a group of people, and the groups are usually anywhere between 10 and 20.
Yep.
And this particular course, you sit down, and if anyone's interested in going through to their family tree, well, they give them a few hints of how to do it. Give them all the computer stuff that they need to use, and really it's more of a fact-finding mission for people who are interested in tracing their family tree.
And hope they don't find any dark skeletons.
Well, you can't be guaranteed that. That's the only problem. You might find out you know someone in the class.
That's happened before, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Then there's Get Smart with Technology, and that's just, once again, it's a group of people getting together who may have now sort of fitting, they've got their iPhones, they've got their computers, they're not used to them. Their children that used to help them how to show them how it works, they've all left.
And they want to be able to Skype.
That's right. So all of those things, and it's just a matter of, you know, again, taking your equipment along and just sharing with people how you use it and learning from them.
And not being embarrassed because everybody else in the course is probably at the same level.
That's exactly right. I used to have to ring my daughter in New York to fix the clock on the microwave because I didn't know how to do it. That's right. Another course is Hit the Road Touring. Now, we did have a dry run last year. And what it is just getting about 20 people together, gathering a tour, maybe doing three different towns. We're going to Bright this year. Last year, we went up to, I can't remember the town now, but we did a run of the silos, the painted silos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And up around Hamilton Way.
Yeah, it was excellent. Yep. We had 3 days on the road. And once again, it's where you get to know those people, particularly when you're sharing places like that. And they're the people you see when you're walking out of Coles
in
the morning.
Which is terrific. G'day,
Aaron, how you doing?
Doug, you're going to tell us a bit about the music programs that you offer up there.
Yes, thank you. We at the moment, we have beginner ukulele.
And you were telling me how big the ukulele is.
It's a phenomenal instrument at the moment. It's I once heard Red Simons on his broadcast in the morning call it the cane toad of music. Because it's everywhere.
It's going everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Terrific.
You can walk into any, basically any town in the in Australia, there'll be a ukulele club. You can virtually tour around from town to town and still find a club somewhere if you want to play.
Terrific. So they can come up to Hillsville U3A and
absolutely.
And also other musical groups up there too?
Yep. We have one called Strings and Things that meets every second and fourth Tuesday in the month at Badger Creek, and everybody gets together and we just play music.
Just
ukuleles,
jam.
Guitars, banjos, mandolins, anything you like, even a harp.
It's terrific. So, I mean, you were saying off air too, which we should mention, that the ukulele, it's not going to cost you a fortune if people want to come along and learn the ukulele.
It's a very accessible instrument because it can be bought, a reasonable ukulele can be bought at a reasonable price. You can pay a fortune for them. If they're handmade and they're well-made, then you pay more money, obviously, like everything else. But, ukulele suffers from the fact that everybody can go out and buy one, and they can often buy something that's cheap and very difficult to play.
Yep.
Or you can spend a bit more money and get something that's really worthwhile.
Very cool.
They're easy to carry around. You can throw them in the back of a car. You can put them on the overhead locker in an aeroplane and just travel with them. They're great.
That's terrific, isn't it? And, of course, we should also mention to go along to these days at the Hillsville U3A doesn't cost a fortune either, does it?
Oh, no.
I mean, U3A is a very cost-effective organisation.
Absolutely, yeah.
So what else have we got in the music lineup there?
I have the ukulele beginners group. We've also got a thing called the ukulele club, which is for people who've learned the ukulele over the last 2 or 3 years. We've upwards of 20 odd people are in that. We also have a banjo club with about 6 people in.
Yep.
And
so you'd be looking for more for the banjo club, obviously.
Well, if there are any banjo players out there,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And we also have this year we've just started a recorder class, which is proving to be quite popular.
Oh, that's terrific, isn't it?
I have about 10 people playing the recorder, and it's not like when you were playing at school and you play Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. It's a bit more involved than that.
I'll bet.
It's good fun.
I vaguely remember there was a broken man or something, wasn't it?
So, George, you were telling us a bit some of the other programs too, particularly any new ones that have started up we'd love to hear about, please.
Well, actually, there's a class called Move It or Lose It, which is basically very, very easy exercises. It's just to get you nimble and keep you moving. Very, very simple. We've got Music Matters, which is a group that sits around and sort of discusses classical music. They bring along, a segment of their favourite record. And, the guys just sort of have a chat and discuss it and they seem to be enjoying it. It's only a new one for this year, but I think they've had 2 meetings so far this year.
That's
and they've
true.
Been very successful.
Yep.
Got partner dancing with no partners required.
So that's a misnomer, surely.
So basically, I think it's designed for all those people who have husbands who won't dance with them. Yeah. They can come along to this. They learn a bit of their dancing, and they provide a partner from the group.
That's fair enough.
It's not a throw your keys in thing. It's fine. I've already covered off recorders for all. We've got The Joy of X. Now, our man Stephen chose that title. It's actually about mathematics.
Oh, right. And I was wondering where that thing was going to go.
He's got a very good group. There's about 20 people involved in that. And really, Stephen used to be a lecturer at an English university, and he sort of goes through the different science and history of counting. It's a very interesting course. I sort of sat at the back one day and listened, and I thought it was very, very good. We also have the great tours of England, Scotland and Wales. It's a thing that we actually get in from the government. Someone comes in and plays sort of like a half an hour travel show of England, Scotland and Wales, and then they discuss it for another half an hour and gives you an idea of where you might like to go and visit if you're planning a trip and have a look from where your family may have come from. We can go back to the ancestry. Yeah. Now, the one I do like recently is our newest one is Walking with Poles.
Oh, I've heard about that.
I asked, what have you got against Czechoslovakians? Walking with Poles is just an exercise thing that basically it's using tall sticks. It just helps you to move along the ground.
What's the idea of the poles?
It's really strengthening the upper body, but it also enables you to move a lot easier if you do have a few structural problems.
Oh, does it? Oh, right.
So they're sort of the new ones that we have. We also have a lot of dancing and exercise classes, or not classes again. So there's dance moves, there's line dancing, if you want to be into it. Yep. The Move It or Lose It, I've discussed.
Of course, the line dancing and some of those, you just don't need partners for either, do you?
No, that's right. That's right.
Because do you get along to your organisation? I would have thought a lot of either widows or widowers that don't have a partner and just want to be out amongst.
Not only that, but it's getting back to that companionship thing that I mentioned earlier, is that some of these people, their families have grown up, they've left, they may have been widowed, and they're really sort of sitting at home. And as you said before, it really is important to get them out and involved. Yep. And some of the things that we've had that I've noticed over last year have really brought people out of it. Like we have a day at the theatre, which if they want to, say, twice or three times a year, we may organise a play or a show or a film, and then get people, organise buses and take them into town where they would normally not have gone there.
Yeah.
Garden lovers, we have a garden lovers program, so once a month we'll go and visit a local garden, not too far away, and they're usually volunteers, and it's just to go around and look at different plants, etc.
We were going to talk, we're talking about various things, but different programs you're running, but one of the things that I guess we should mention too, that while you've got your programs up and running for this term, I guess that if people are sitting home, whether it be male or female, they've retired and they really want to fill in their time and they've got some sort of expertise, you'd be loved to have them along too, wouldn't you?
Oh, most certainly. The actual U3A office, I'll go into where we are in a minute, but it's always manned once a week for a few hours. That's for people to come in and sort of see whether the classes are interesting to them, or alternatively, to offer their experience. And,
No, that's all right. I was just waiting for you to finish.
Oh, no, it was just we are fairly sort of, we're busy, but we've always got room in our courthouse, which we run, which I was going to mention before.
Yep.
There's no problems with venues, and really, we're up till, if you can go on all those new courses we had for this year, there's no shortage of volunteer.
One thing I was going to ask you, George, why did you join U3A?
I suppose I have to tell you that my wife made me too.
Because she was there, or was she wanted to get rid of you out the house?
I think it was, she wanted to get rid of me out of the house. No, it's fine. Now, she got involved and she thought that I might enjoy it. And the first thing I signed up for was cryptic crossword puzzles, and which I've thoroughly enjoyed and sort of made some new friends there.
And keeps the brain.
And that just sort of grew into other classes and so forth.
Doug, why did you join?
Well, I joined because when I retired from teaching, I've always had a very keen interest in music and always a bit of an expertise on that.
Were you a music teacher or a general?
Yes, I was.
Yep.
And I got to the stage where I thought, well, it's either lose it or use it.
Yep.
Or the other way around in my case. So I volunteered to do a guitar course, which I did for a couple of years.
Yep.
And then the ukulele came along and took over my life, basically. That's true.
So when you were teaching in that, you weren't actually playing the ukulele then?
No. I always played guitar.
Oh, right.
And that was in Healesville, at one of the schools in Healesville. Really enjoyed it. And when the time came, I thought, well, I don't really want to give this up. So I decided to take the guitar into a different level.
So what made you then swap from guitar to ukulele?
Well, I never really swapped. I do both.
but ukulele is a bigger part of your life now.
Well, the ukulele was the first instrument I ever played when I was about 8.
Oh, right.
Back in the UK. I was mad on George Formby. My dad bought me a ukulele banjo when I was 10, and I've played it for most of my early years.
Oh, terrific.
And then I developed a total interest in music and played the guitar and the banjo and the mandolin and the violin and saxophone and trumpet. Just went on and on.
Terrific. So,
became a hobby.
When you were teaching, though, like, you spent all your teaching time teaching music?
I don't know. I spent most of my time as a standard teacher in a primary school.
Oh, right.
In the Northern Territory.
Gee, that's big change, isn't it, from the Northern Territory to Healesville?
Absolutely. Mostly in Katherine, but also in Alice Springs. And I did a lot of work on School of the Air.
Oh, right.
Which was quite an entertainment in itself.
Self?
Especially trying to teach music over the radio.
George, I should ask you then, what you did in your professional life?
Oh, actually, I worked for Ford Motor Company and Toyota Motor Corporation for a while.
So you'd be glad to be out of the cars now, wouldn't you?
Yes, I wouldn't have much of a job. And I wasn't responsible for them leaving. And also I was in the transport business. So.
Oh, very good.
And I must also just add about why did I join U3A. It was because my wife did suggest it, but I was waxing and waning. But then I realised that we have a beer and cider night and a wine and cheese night.
Yeah, we've heard about those nights.
I made up my mind. I ticked off those boxes just to make it clear.
George, you were going to tell us a bit about some of the games there's a games day.
Oh, yes. There is there's a few courses. Once again, using the word courses. Yep. It's cryptic crossword puzzles. It's something that lasts for about an hour. We get together. Collectively do a crossword puzzle, and we do have beginner's level now, so if someone just wants to learn how to do them, they can come along and we'll certainly teach them.
That would be fascinating, because I can never work out, like I do a cryptic one, but it's usually got the other questions as well. But there must be a theme in cryptic, mustn't there?
Oh, there's probably about 20 different triggers in a clue, and it might tell you it's an anagram, or it might suggest that it's this, and really...
Sometimes in it, it'll have, like, the last three letters of this word and the first three of that, that's the answer.
Yes.
So you think to yourself, oh, I know what this is all about, but the next question's nothing like that.
They jump around. In fact, the worst... No, I shouldn't say that. David Astle. You've heard of David?
No.
Oh, he's on the ABC radio in the night, but he does cryptic crossword puzzles, and I find him extremely obscure and frustrating, because it's very difficult to find his clues, now I'll probably get into trouble for saying that from someone.
And the trouble is, it's not, well, what I just said, it's not, once you work out what that theme is, or the answer is actually in the question, but the next one, it's nothing like that at all.
Totally. One's an anagram, then the other one is a collective. And the one
so there's about 20 different...
Oh, 20 different clue types.
Fair dig. Now, the other thing, George, while you're talking about the games, that we need to talk about the cost, because I know a lot of people are doing it fairly tough, and I know U3A is very, very affordable.
It's one-up charge of $50 for the year. And for that, you get four terms. You can go to as many classes as you want. So I think there's also, and I say think, I think it's an extra $5 and you can then attend other U3A areas and groups.
So it's not even a cup of coffee a week?
Well, no. Well, that's what we end up having after the lesson. <isn't it? laughs>
But if you were going to go and buy cups of coffee, there's a month's subscription to U3A.
Yeah, it's fine.
Now... We've got the extravaganza coming up later in the year, and Doug tells me he's in it. Are you in it, George? Or?
No, my wife is in it.
Is she?
Yes.
So give us a date and tell us a bit about it.
Okay, the dates for this year are Sunday the 24th of November.
Sunday 24th of November.
And Saturday the 30th of November.
And Saturday the 30th of November.
And as we discussed earlier, they're held at the MIMO in Healesville.
And you manage to fill it each time, so when the tickets go on sale, people need to get in pretty quickly, don't they?
Pretty quick. The tickets go on sale probably around about late October, I would say. And if the rates are the same, it's $10 for about 2.5-3 hours of entertainment.
So absolutely cheap at the price.
Do we have a theme for this year?
Listen, I'm not quite sure what the first... There's usually in two halves.
Yeah, and the second half is the Pirates, isn't it?
Well, no, not this year.
But
this
it was the last 2 years.
Yes, it was the Pirates.
We should mention that this is a new show written by Lynn and Peter Bonney.
Right.
And the first half is a sort of a stroll through the neighbourhood.
Right.
And the second half is the cruise ship. It's really sort of built around a love boat.
Well, this could be a good show.
I'm a little worried about the cruise ship of recent happenings, but never.
Yeah, yes. If they get stuck on that, they could be there for months.
Could be.
Absolutely.
It's a great day's entertainment. I think the cast would number probably about 50 people.
Oh, getting on four. It's not a small organisation.
So let's go and get people to put in the diary. It's Sunday the 24th of November,
and Saturday the 30th of November
at the MIMO in Healesville. Morty, I know that U3O will be back here two or three times between now and then, but we just get people to put it in their diaries so that when you start to get around October, you really need to start to look at your website, and otherwise they're going to miss out because it is a great show.
It is.
Sure is.
And but unfortunately, we're starting to run out of time, so we need to mention again. Pardon me. We need to mention again that it is a relatively cheap organisation to join. It's $50 a year, and most of these courses don't cost anything. I think if you're doing something where you've got to buy a bit of material or something, that can add a couple of dollars to it. And it is a relative cheap way. The other thing, too, that we were saying is the social isolation. Tell me, guys.
Social isolation.
That's it. And when, as people get older, they need really to get off the couch and go and do something. So they do you know your phone number up at Healesville? No.
So, not on me, but as I said, I think if you have the website...
Google. Well, I've got the website.
Google, that's right.
It's healesville.u3a.bigpond.com. That's healesville.u3a.bigpond.com. Look on the website, and I'm sure that'll have the phone number. If you can't find that website, and if you can't find the phone number, Google it as Healesville U3A, and you'll get the website, the Facebook page, and the phone number. Because I think it's a Wednesday that the offices...
The offices open on a Wednesday for approximately 3 hours in the afternoon.
So they could still be there now.
Sorry?
They could be there now.
I'm sure they are. And also in the last quarter of the year, we open up because there's a lot of activities and new courses for the year. But I'm sure there's someone there to help you. And there'll be numbers and contacts on the website.
And I guess the other thing too, that if we've got people sitting at home, and I know we do have quite a number of retired people listening to this show, if they've got some sort of speciality, it doesn't have to set the world on fire, but... particularly, they've retired. Instead of losing their knowledge, I'm sure you guys would love to hear from them and see if they could run a program too.
Absolutely. Most certainly.
And the ukulele, have they got any things coming up this year? Are they involved in the extravaganza or not?
Not this year, but we always play several retirement villages. We'll go along for an hour and play to the residents and... get a bit of feedback from the community that way.
Now, George, you wanted to mention a few thank yous.
Just thank you to the Yarra Valley Council allowing us to use their courthouse. That's a magnificent old building in Healesville, renovated, of course. And so I'd like to thank them. And also, we do have off-site programs. The Senior Citizens Club helps us out a hell of a lot.
Yep.
We have the RSL Club. We have a one sort of table there. We also have, I'm just sort of struggling. I was doing very well. I had large font on the other ones. Lions Club helps us out. We utilise the library for some things. The Golden Wattle Retirement Village is very good to us. The Don Robe Retirement Village. Queen's Park. So there's a lot of places that help us out. Mm. And I'd like to thank them for the opportunity they give us.
All right. Look, guys, unfortunately, I've got to go. Thank you for coming in today and telling us, and I know we'll have some people back from U3A during the year. So thanks for coming, and I hope it goes well for you for the year.
Thanks for having us.
No worries. Thank you.